just get back to the basics, man. Playing football, having fun. Just get after it. Control what you can control, and that's your max effort and what you put on film. And that's all he asked for, man. Just give us max effort, man, and just go out and play hard. And that's really all he can ask, man. We just trying to get a W. I think everybody around here wanna win. But situations happen, and it wasn't, you know, wasn't the best turnout that we wanted, but it's a business moves happen, so that's all we could do is just go off of that and just play ball and come back and be professional.
What was it weird?
It's still a little bit. I mean, that was, but at the same time, you gotta be a professional, be handle the business how it goes. Had a business move take place, and that's all we could do is come back to work and just go to work and try to put all the pieces together. So,
which team is more desperate? Going 2-3-9 teams looking up.
I think both of them. It's a battle of wills, and coaches mentioned that earlier, and it was just who wanted more. What you gonna put on the line to do it, and what is it gonna take to get it done? So we just trying to come out and do it and get a W.
Does sometimes a new voice kind of, help motivate you guys, just hearing something different, a different philosophy?
Yeah, a little bit. It was just, I guess, the enthusiasm in his voice and the excitement in his voice this morning. I was just like, okay, let's get back to football. It ain't as dreadful or you don't got to be dreadful just to be here or come in and hang your heads down. Really just get back to playing and doing what we want to do, and that's playing football and just having fun doing it. So that's all he was trying to do, get his point across, and that's basically it.
His enthusiasm doesn't seem to be, it's not fake by any means. He was that way yesterday.
You can tell he's lit up like a kid on Christmas Day, man. He got a Christmas present early. He's just trying to come in, and you can tell that he's smiling, his face is lit up, and he's just ready to go. And I think he just wanted the best for everybody in this organization and in this locker room, and just to get a win. I think that's all he's trying to do is just prepare us the best we can just to get a win.
See a little more positive, maybe, than Josh was toward the end?
I don't want to bag mouth Josh, but Josh was a good coach. And I guess people can see the way you do things. And another person, the way they do things is they can compare them from that. But I just think Coach McDaniel had his way of coaching, and Coach Eric got his way of coaching, and that's it. Different strokes for different folks. That's all I can say.
How so? Are they different?
Coach right now, like I said, he came in upbeat, trying to get everybody and just relax, and everybody just relaxed and playing, and Coach Mack, I mean, he comes at it as another way. I mean, where is this? Okay, this is what we got to do, and this is game plan. Let's go get it done. I mean, and that's fine, too. But at the same time, you want to have some bounce in your step, and you want to have confidence. And he built our confidence up this morning, and just telling us what we can do and how we can do it and how to go about it. And that's all. That's all I think is a different way.
How much does this locker room need just positivity?
A lot, because we down right now, and we know we better than what our record show, and we just want to win. I mean, that's what I think the biggest thing in this locker room is everybody want to win, and you come in and we can fight like we do and practice how we do, man. It shouldn't be a way. It shouldn't be a reason that we shouldn't come out on top on Sunday and for the rest of the season that's coming up. So,
Cam, one of the things they talked about was changing up the front office a lot personnel-wise, not giving the coach as much power, and one of the things that was mentioned is John Elway coming in a bigger role. Do you think something like that would make a big difference?
Good name, good power of through the organization, you know what I'm saying? And I guess it should. I mean, it might. You see what happened with Miami and Parcells and how that went along with the personnel moves they made and the types of things like that. But it should. I mean, you never know. I'm not in that position to say if it should work or not work, but it should be good.